We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the Dobbs decision, overturned Roe versus Wade, which was an unjust, unbiblical, ungodly ruling that resulted in the death of about 66 million preborn children in America. And children, babies are still dying today. And in fact, more babies are dying in the state of Florida than ever before. Why? Because surrounding states have either outlawed abortion or made abortion only legal in very rare circumstances. In the state of Mississippi, they don't even have an abortion clinic. It's not outlawed, but there's no abortion clinic in the state. And surrounding states are either outlawing abortion or making it almost impossible for a woman to kill her baby or to pay an abortionist to rip her baby girl limb from limb and to crush her baby girl's skull. Now, why am I saying baby girl? Well, you know, over half of all abortions in abortion rights advocates say, well, this is a woman's right. Well, what about the preborn women? What about the little girls that are being ripped limb from limb? Yesterday, we had a March for Life, and there was a young teenage girl that was holding a sign with a quote from one of my friends who actually survived abortion, Gianna Jessen. And she said, if abortion is a woman's right, where was my right? She was actually, the abortionist attempted to kill her through saline solution, which is highly toxic. It actually burns the baby's skin. She had spinal bifida, which, by the way, could have been corrected with a corrective surgery in utero, but she had spinal bifida. Because of this, she doesn't walk as you and I would walk. Her spinal column was damaged, and it's a more of a challenge. By the way, she has accomplished great things, including even finishing a marathon, but just tremendous determination. One of the things she says is, I will not be a victim. But her rights, she didn't have any rights when she was in the womb. And none of the baby girls that are ripped limb from limb by abortion or poisoned by saline solution or are delivered through a violent delivery through chemical abortion that also cuts off the hormones that allow them to continue to develop. Those baby girls don't have any rights. So preborn children need to have a right to life. There is no right that should mean that someone else gets killed, especially when that person is innocent. It's one thing if you have someone that's a mass murderer or someone who murders. The Bible says if you murder someone, you should be put to death. Why? Because we're created in God's image. Because we're created in God's image, we are His image bearer, and we actually, our lives are valuable and should be protected even with the death penalty. But when you have someone that is innocent, someone who has done nothing, someone who has not committed a capital offense, and in fact hasn't even been out in population to commit a capital offense, that you really have, when you have that person and you are sentencing them to death because of the convenience, so that a woman can live the life that she wants to live without bearing this child, or because a man can have intimate relations with a woman and not bear the responsibility of being a father, or because grandparents don't want this child because this child is viewed as inconvenient, this child is viewed as something that they don't want, something that is bothering them, something that is going to cramp their style. Maybe they feel they don't have enough money for this child. For whatever reason, they are actually paying an abortionist to rip their babies limb from limb. And that is happening more in the state of Florida than ever before. And even the quote-unquote pro-life laws that have been passed recently, including the parental consent law, which still allows for babies to be killed if the parents consent. By the way, many times when a teenager gets pregnant, the grandparents are the chief advocates for killing that baby. They pressure that girl into killing that baby. Certainly I wouldn't do that. Maybe you wouldn't do that. Hopefully you wouldn't do that. But there are a lot of grandparents that are saying, hey, you have to think about yourself. You don't want to go. You're not in a position to go through this. You're not in a position to raise a child. And certainly teenage girls are not in a position to raise a child. But killing that child is not the solution and should not be the solution. Or the 15-week, quote-unquote 15-week ban that was passed this last year. And some pro-life and pro-family organizations trumpeted this as, wow, look at this. Look at what we have accomplished. We have now a 15-week ban, which, by the way, only puts us on par with most of the world. In fact, Russia, we are as pro-life as they are in Russia with a 15-week ban, if our ban was, in fact, a 15-week ban. But our ban is not a 15-week ban. Why? Because there are exceptions that allow preborn children to be ripped from limb from limb, to be have their skulls crushed, to be brutally killed by an abortionist, if they meet certain requirements or if there are certain conditions are met. One of those conditions is a fatal fetal anomaly. Now, you may have heard about fatal fetal anomalies. You may not be familiar with the term, but I'm sure you have heard of children that are born with what they call a brain stem cell, and where they don't really have a fully developed brain. Should those children be killed because they're not like you and I? Should we put ourselves in the place of God and say that we have the right to determine whether this child lives or whether this child dies? Should we say that it is right to kill someone in that condition? Certainly not. God alone is the giver of life, and he alone should be taking the life unless the person has committed a capital offense. And preborn children haven't committed a capital offense. It's impossible for a preborn child to commit a capital offense. So you have this situation where this law is supposedly a 15-week ban, but it has a fatal fetal anomaly exception. Now, by the way, who determines whether the baby has a fatal fetal anomaly? A fatal fetal anomaly just means that the baby will die on his or her own self, by just that they don't have the capability of living. Really, first of all, we need to examine biblically what should happen. Well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that we are created in God's image. By the way, it doesn't say if you're perfect. It doesn't say if you have a fully developed brain. It doesn't say if you don't have Down syndrome or if you don't have another ailment that you are created in God's image. No, it simply says that we are created, human beings are created in God's image. So every single human being should be protected by love and by law, even those who have a fetal anomaly. And really, biblically, what we should do, what parents should do that have a child that is diagnosed with a fetal anomaly is, first of all, pray and believe God and trust God. You see, first of all, sometimes, in fact, there's a good percentage of the tests that come back and show that there's a problem with a child when the child doesn't actually have that problem. There's a good percentage of those tests that show, well, this child has a fetal anomaly when they actually don't. And so also we serve a God that created you and created me and can perform miracles. And we should pray and believe that he can. We do believe that he can do something, that he can move. We should believe that. And we should give him the opportunity to do so if he so chooses. But even if this baby does have a fetal anomaly, we should love the child. We should protect the child. We should cuddle with the child. We should hold the child and enjoy that child for as long as that child lives, whether it's a few hours or a few days or maybe even a few weeks. We should show love and care to that child and trust God to heal the hurts, because that's going to be a very difficult situation. But so is paying an abortionist to rip your baby limb from limb. In fact, it's even more, much more traumatic to pay an abortionist to rip your baby limb from limb, because when you do that, you are actually responsible. You actually have done something that contributed to the death of your own child, of your own offspring. And this is why women that have gone through abortion really need to seek out the counsel and the counsel of a pro-life pregnancy center. There are pro-life pregnancy centers all across the state, all across the nation. Pro-life pregnancy centers, in fact, far outnumber abortion mills. And pro-life pregnancy centers offer free help to women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy and an unplanned pregnancy. But pro-life pregnancy centers also, many of them either offer post-abortion counseling, abortion, sometimes called abortion recovery, or refer to an organization that does. And this is something that women and men who have been through abortion bear guilt and need to receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, need to realize that if you are in that situation, maybe you've even worked in an abortion mill, maybe you've even been an abortionist, you need to realize that what you have done is a sin, it's a violation of God's commandments, and you need to repent of your sin. You need to cry out to God and ask him to forgive you. The Bible says that if you do that, that God is faithful and just to forgive your sins. He is faithful and just. He will answer your prayer. Cry out to him and ask him to forgive you of your sin. And get into contact a pro-life pregnancy center. In my area, in St. Lucie County, there are several. CareNet of the Treasure Coast, CareNet of Indian River County. There's also other Birthline, Lifeline pregnancy center on 12th and Delaware. And these centers can actually either provide the counseling themselves or they can refer you to someone that does. But this abortion, going through abortion, is a very traumatic experience for the women who are going through this abortion. And this is something that definitely we need to realize that this is not what you're talking about here is not just something that would happen that you have no control over. When a woman goes into an abortion clinic or when a man coerces or pressures his girlfriend or wife to have an abortion, when parents pressure their daughter to have an abortion, to abort their own grandchildren, there is guilt for that. That is, there is something that you are doing that is contributing to the death of an innocent human being. And the women, and even the men that go through abortion, but especially the women, every year on the anniversary of their abortion, they will remember and they will think and they will ponder and they will wonder, what would have become of my child? And every year on what would have been their child's birthday, they will wonder, what would have become of my child? Would my child have been a boy? Would my child have been a girl? What would their personality be like? What color of hair would they have? What color of eyes would they have? Would they have been interested in sports or interested in art or interested in books or interested in playing around the house? Would they be interested in the arts, ballet or acting or singing or music? Would they have been, what would their personality be like? And the men and the women ponder about this and wonder. And we have seen them. Chances are, if you haven't been involved in abortion, and by the way, about a third of the people listening to this message have been involved in abortion. You need to realize, and many are going throughout their life hoping that no one will find out, hoping that no one will discover, hoping that no one will find out what they did. Yet, you need to confess your sin, first to God, but also to other people, and allow yourself to be set free from that sin. Allow yourself to be set free from that bondage. Allow yourself to be set free. But this back to this fetal anomaly. It is very likely that many of the babies, and by the way, there is one abortion clinic in Orlando that advertises on their website to this day, even after the 15-week ban was passed, that they perform third trimester fetal anomaly abortions. So this 15-week ban is really not a 15-week ban. It's really a ban that bans abortion after birth. Because the law actually says that all that needs to happen for a baby to be killed after 15 weeks is for two doctors to determine that the baby has a fatal fetal anomaly. Well, the abortionist could be one of those doctors who he's going to personally profit from killing that baby, from ripping that baby limb from limb, or killing that baby through saline abortion, or maybe cutting the legs off and arms off of this baby and crushing the baby's skull and removing the baby piece by piece from the mother. This is a horrible, horrible way to die. What the preborn children are going through. And then you need to get another doctor. And Let me tell you something. There are doctors out there that may have had a malpractice suit. Maybe they're drug addicts. One of the abortionists in the state of Florida actually lost his license because he was actually not only a drug addict, but was dealing drugs and still continued to operate an abortion mill for years. Finally, thankfully, that those abortion mills that he operated were closed down, and we're very thankful that they finally were closed down. But for years, he practiced killing preborn children and owned this abortion mill even after he had been a convicted felon. So all you have to have is a doctor, a second opinion, someone that says, hey, this baby has a fetal anomaly. I can almost guarantee you that there are babies dying in the state of Florida under this fetal anomaly exception who would be perfect boys and girls, who would not have a fetal anomaly, but because the parents want to abort, they have this, they are then seeking out a diagnosis that their baby has a fetal anomaly. And of course, even if the 15-week ban were enforced, all that means is that the people who are going to get an abortion actually get the abortion earlier. Don't wait until 15 weeks. Kill your baby, pay the abortionist to kill your baby earlier. We need to realize in the state of Florida in 2021, we actually had almost 80,000 babies killed by abortion. We don't yet know what the numbers will be like in 2022, but I can guarantee you they'll be higher, and I believe much higher, again, because many of the surrounding states do not have abortion anymore, or abortion is so rare that it almost never happens. And so women are actually traveling to Jacksonville, to Pensacola, to Orlando, to Tampa, to Clearwater, to West Palm Beach, to Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, to Miami, to Fort Lauderdale, to pay an abortionist, to rip their baby limb from limb, to crush their baby's skull, to kill their preborn child. These women are taking time off of school or work or both to come down on an abortion vacation to a state that just had the biggest red wave we have ever seen, where Republicans at the state level, including our governor, who claims to be pro-life, won by 20%, where even in heavily Democratic counties, many of those counties, Republicans won local offices in those counties. The Republican Party has a platform that is a pro-life platform. It's time, when we have a Republican House and a Republican Senate in the state of Florida and a Republican governor, a Republican attorney general, every single state office is held by a Republican who claims to be pro-life. It is more than time that we not limit abortion to 15 weeks, that we not allow a third trimester fetal anomaly exception. It is time to end the shedding of innocent blood once and for all, to protect every innocent human being. The preborn children in their mother's womb deserve the same rights that you have and that I have. Even if they have, or we believe they might have, a birth defect, even if an abortionist says they're going to have a birth defect. Every single human being needs to have the right to life. And that's what we are working for in the state of Florida, is we are working to protect every innocent human life. And there is a new pro-life constitutional amendment. When I say new, this was launched last August, August of 2022. Actually, two groups, Personhood Florida, and we actually got together with the Protect Human Life Florida, who had previously sponsored another pro-life amendment. We had sponsored our own pro-life amendment. We both organizations asked the Division of Elections to rescind those previous petitions, and both organizations are working to pass a new human life amendment, human life protection amendment. And this is something that we want to ask you to get behind. And you can go to personhoodflorida.com. Go to personhoodflorida.com. Click on Get Petition. Download and sign the petition. And mail it in. But also, spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your family members. Tell your church. We need every church in the state of Florida to distribute this, because we need almost 900,000 signatures to get on the ballot. And we want to encourage you to be a part of protecting innocent human life. It's time in the state of Florida. Now is the time to abolish abortion and protect every innocent human life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
When I consider what You have made, the mighty oceans, the fiery stars, the fields and forests, give You praise, my Lord, my God. Suffering, I see Your